Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, do, so, so. Would you like to learn how to sing or play the piano? I'll teach you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Would you like to learn how to play a musical instrument? I'll teach you. 1 week, I'll teach you how to play a musical instrument. Are you willing to take a week off and apply it in learning anything, like learning how to be a master, or learning how to be a pianist, or learning how to play the guitar, or learning how to play the organ, or maybe the flute? What would you like to learn? Maybe you'd like to learn to sing. Oh, in 1 week, we can do it. Mm-hmm. You say, 1 week? My goodness. Where in the world can you do that in 1 week? Well, you know, I did say 1 week. And I did say, and I do say, 24 hours of the day. 24 hours of the day.
Golly.
There is no fluffing off on this. Well, when do I sleep? Well, that's your problem. Yeah. You're giving me a week. You're giving me 24 hours a day times 7. Anybody wants to figure that, go ahead. That's what you're giving me. Now, to start with, you're going to say, learn how to play the piano. Well, start with the first hour, you're going to sit quietly and say to yourself, I am an excellent pianist. I am an excellent pianist. I am, for 1 hour, just quietly sitting and saying, I am an excellent pianist. And then, the second hour, you're going to say, I am an excellent pianist. And then, for the fourth hour, third hour, fourth hour, and fifth hour, you're going to say the same thing. 5 solid hours. Now, you're going to get so teed off at yourself, you're going to get so irritated at me, and you're going to say, that's not going to work. It's not. Hey, I'm the teacher. You just follow what I tell you. You don't tell me how I should do my program. You just do the program that, hey, you just laid $1 million down on the line so that you'd pay me to teach you how to be a pianist in 1 week. Now, there's no refund, you know. If you don't do the program, that's your fault. I've set aside my week for you to work with you on this. Are you willing to do it? Well, all right. You know, I made an investment. You know, when you make an investment, then you do something about it. If you don't pay for your programs and your courses, well, you don't get anything out of it. I have people that we have provided the courses for and given it to them because we love them sometimes, and they just don't follow through. They don't really want it. They didn't buy it themselves. It was a gift that they didn't appreciate. That's okay. So, now, that's the first 5 hours. And what's going to happen in those 5 hours? In those 5 hours, you're going to get over and under and over and under and over and under the idea that you can play the piano. You're going to say, but I can't, but I can, but I can't, but I can't. And you're going to fight with yourself. But after those 5 hours, the fight's going to be all out of you. You're now going to be ready to learn to play the piano. And I'm not going to teach you how to play the piano. I'm going to show you, reveal to you that you already know how. That you're going to reveal to yourself that you already know how to play the piano. And so then, as I go on with you, the sixth hour, I tell you, all right, you now are one as music. You are one as all music. And you are one as music. And that's what you say now for a full hour. I am one as music. I am one as music. And then, while you're saying I'm one as music, in the background, that hour, I will be playing some music for you. You will hear this beautiful classical music playing in the background, and you are one as music. It could be the sound of music too, you know. It could be light classics, it could be anything, but that's my choice. my choice, knowing the type of person that you are. So I play that music in the background. And you are sitting there saying, I am one as music. And after that hour, you have inculcated into your subconscious and conscious mind the idea that you are on your way now as a musician. And so then the sixth hour comes along. And in the sixth hour, we think scale. We think mental scale. Not on the piano, but mental scale. And so you hear the scales being played in the background. And you hear them, da 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 da. And you hear it, how easy it is. And pretty soon you feel comfortable with the scale. You feel very comfortable with it. And so the next thing you do is you sit at a piano. The next hour, the seventh hour, you sit at the piano and you start pressing the keys in line with the music you heard. Not the music, but I mean with the scale that you heard. And so you're looking for it. Da, 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 da. And so you find it. And you know what it is. And so as you do that, then you play the same scale, the C scale. You go from one end to the other, just da 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 da. And you keep doing that for 1 hour. And you say, oh my golly, Moses. Well, you're used to the 1 hour bit now. So it's going along. And so the next thing you do are the other steps that I would share with you in how to play the piano. And after the end of 1 week, if you sincerely, honestly followed the program, even if you did take a cat nap now and then, that's okay. But you don't need a full night's sleep, because a full night's sleep doesn't give you sleep. It's just certain portions of the sleep that give you sleep. And I'm going to teach you how to take portions of your sleep and get the best out of them. But this is only if you want the 1 week program. And I tell you, the 1 week program is demanding on me, because I got to be on top of you and show you what the program is. But we can do it. We had the 3 month School of the Master here, and we had people here for 3 solid months. And they did nothing but stay on campus and live on campus and be naked too. And the nakedness wasn't the important part, but that was their choice. And they each had tasks to do, and they had a responsibility which said, each one of you is the only one on campus. Each one of you is the only one here. Nobody else is here. Now, if you can visualize that, then you'll realize that you're number one, and you're the only one. When you open a door, you close it. But there's people behind me. They can open the door and close it too. But it's the program. That's the program. And when the program of 3 months was over, every single one of them professed the idea that they got a great deal out of it, and that they felt it was the most rewarding experience of their entire life, and many other things. But now, why? Why? Because they dedicated themselves to it. There was no Disneyland interlocked in there. There was no movies in there. There was only, I would be sitting at the table and I'd say, I'd like a glass of water. So the people would get me a glass of water, and I'd have a whole bunch of glasses of water sitting in front of me. And they'd say, well, there's no room to put it down. Well, find a place. Just because the table is filled with glasses already, that doesn't mean you can't find a place to put one for me. You know, you're the only one here. You don't care who put the water there. You don't care how it got there. All you care about is you have your glass of water for me, and so you bring it to me, and you may even give it to me. You know, it's up to you how you want to handle it. But bring me a glass of water, and so you bring me a glass of water. Now, to be only one and to be the only person present is quite a challenge, quite demanding. Now, they all got a lot of good out of it. In fact, some of them were asking for a repeat of the program. And we did that program in 2000, wasn't it? And so, who knows when we may do it again. It's a lovely program, but it's very demanding on me, because I'm running the entire program, and I'm checking with them as they're sleeping at night to make sure that everybody is comfortable in doing their thing and doing it properly. And when they are coming in. I have to be untouched by their anxieties as they're learning the program and as they're following it and as things are happening to them. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And it is, you can learn the piano in 1 week, but it takes a dedication to it. And are you able in any area of your life to give yourself 100% to anything for even 10 minutes? Can you take the head of a stick pin and take a magnifying glass and look at that head of a stick pin and count the little pock marks in the head of that pin for more than 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds? If you can do it 3 minutes, you're a supermaster. But most people can't even do it more than 30 seconds, more than 10 seconds, really. Because if you're honest, you realize after 10 seconds, your mind starts wandering. And you say, oh, did I miss the count? Now, where was I? Where was I on the count of these things? You know? And that dedication, that ability to be so one-pointed, it's not a matter of concentration, it's being one-pointed. And being one-pointed on these things, magic takes place. But are you ready to learn how to play the piano 1 week? And of course, the answer is absolutely 100% no. Because you have not disciplined yourself to do whatever the program calls for, regardless of anything else. You say, I'm cold, I'm hungry, I got to go to the bathroom, I got to sleep, I got to do this. You know, I've had enough of this. I got to take a pause. I got to take a pause. You don't need to take a pause. You got to take a pause from the idea of that you have to take a pause. Mm-hmm. See, it's the idea that you got to take the pause that's getting in the way. That's the bloated nothingness that gets out of the way of the divine circuits that Emerson speaks about. This is so important for us to realize that we are our own master, our own blessing, and our own curse. And we are our curse when we let our body dictate to us what we should do, when we let our circumstances dictate to us what we should do, when we let other people dictate to us what we should do. We should be at all times the master of ourselves and decide what it is that is important in our life and what we really want to do. Now, if you've been following me on this talk so far, you're thinking to yourself, only a genius can do it. And let me conclude this talk by saying to you, you are a genius. That's why you're listening to this talk. And you can do it if you want to. Are you willing to, so to speak, go to the cave of the guru and sit in that cave and meditate and reveal yourself? Are you willing to say you're a divine human being instead of just saying that you're a human being? When you're ready to make choices, are you ready to call yourself a mathematician? Well, then reveal your talent at being a mathematician. No. Are you ready to call yourself a musician? Then be ready to reveal that, because that's who you are. Because I'm going to tell you this. You may never have heard this before, and you may never hear it again, but God don't make no junk. So you're a genius. Mm-hmm. God don't make no junk. Mm-hmm. Have a good day, my wonderful geniuses. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love you. I love you.